Today's message is the key to happiness. The opening scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 16 through 18. But of the cities of these people, which the Lord thy God doth give thee for an inheritance, thou shalt save alive nothing that breatheth, but thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that they teach you not to do after all their abominations, which they have done unto their gods. So should you sin against the Lord your God. You may be seated. I will tell you, I'm going to have to postpone again the continuation of my series on the Jewish influences on America, World War I and World War II. There are so many things that are happening right now in the world that is very difficult to study for the purpose of explaining what is coming to pass. We are living in an occult, satanic, Illuminati, Jewish world right now that is trying to win everyone over to their way of thinking. They want us to worship their gods. From the above scriptures, can't you see that all peoples are not equal? Does it look like God is in favor of integration or segregation? God certainly doesn't love the Hittites. And wasn't that Esau who married two Hittite women? The Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites. He instructed his people to kill every one of these people so that his people would not follow after their abominations and worship their gods. God is telling us that there are people in this world that have different gods. We, the covenant people, are not to follow after them. We have a different God than they do. This is why God instructs us to live separately from these other peoples. In today's world, we have the exact opposite. Instead of each race living in their own continent, which they did for centuries, they are now arriving in the Israel nations, which are called the melting pot nations of the world. And after a while living here, the civil rights, which is nothing more than Jewish communist rights, of these same people have caused much more problems. Israel was instructed to not have any of them who was not of their own kind to rule over them. Well, we didn't keep that law either. But we did for a while. That law was kept for a while, but now it has run amok. And what a change it has made. Now, last Sunday, Mark talked about the taking down of the battle flag of Northern Virginia, war flag, which is called the Confederate flag, last Sunday. I told you that I saw the South Carolina governor on television acting so happily as she gave her speech and then signed the law that commanded the state to take down the flag from the Capitol. I saw that. But what I learned this week was that she gained endorsements for her nomination from former Mormon governor Mitt Romney, former Alaska governor Sarah Palin, and the Tea Party movement, of all people. And she is the youngest governor in the United States. According to God's law, no woman should ever be governor. Since the Jewish communist feminist movement, the women have slowly gained the offices of once white men only held offices. So she shouldn't be governor. But that's not all. The present governor of South Carolina was born Namrati Nikki Ranhawa, or something like that, in Bamberg, South Carolina, to an Indian, is that Skia? Sikh. To an Indian Sikh family. Her parents are immigrants from India. She is one of two Indian, not American Indian, but Indian, American governors. The other is Republican Bobby Jindal of Louisiana. You've probably seen him on TV. I saw him today on TV. She is also the third non-white person to have been elected as governor of a southern state. This is the problem with diversity. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is a Sikh from India. She claims to have been converted to a Judeo-Christianity, but on a visit to India last year told Indian TV, quote, "I will never disown my roots," unquote. Well, very admirable, but she's more than happy to disown and degrade the roots of the people of the South, of the people she serves. After all, they're not her roots. The South is reaping the results of not obeying their God. On her Indian visit last year, all dolled up in Sikh costume, she visited the Sikh Holy of Holies, the Golden Temple in Amritsar, and said, quote, "This is a very emotional moment," unquote. Well, this week, as she succeeded removing the Confederate flag, sacred to many of those with Southern roots, it was a very emotional moment for her white victims. But I'm not going to talk anymore about what happened in South Carolina, the first state to secede from the United States, but it is related. For the Israelite nation of the United States used to be mostly a white nation. It had mostly Christian values. But in these last 150 years, these values have been slowly disappearing, and to many, many elderly people are saying, "What happened to my country?" In the late 1890s, the most history-altering accomplishment would have to be the role with Jacob Schiff, a wealthy Rothschild Jew, played. Schiff came to America shortly after the War of Northern Aggression. Do you know that during the 1700s, his ancestors had actually shared a home with the legendary Rothschilds in Frankfurt's Jewish Quarter? Schiff went on to head the firm Kuhn, Loeb & Company from New York, and he was the foremost Jewish leader from 1880 to 1920. He served as the director of many important corporations, including the National City Bank, Equitable Life Assurance Society, Wells Fargo, and the Union Pacific Railroad. Schiff, who made his fortune from usury-bearing loans, was the main player behind the Hebrew Free Loan Society, an organization which issues the free loans only to Jews. The society still does this today. If you're a Jew, you get interest-free loans. Now, a side note. Corina Gore Schiff, the daughter of former senator, almost United States president, and global warming con man Al Gore, is married to Andre Schiff, the great-great-grandson of Jacob Schiff. And there should be a picture of them. There they're right there. There's Corina. There's Big Al. And there's the great-great-great-grandson of Schiff. Now you know why Al Gore is politically successful. I always wondered, how could that guy, who's kind of dumb, be so successful? But that's the reason. Jewish influence in America was relatively minor, and the Jewish numbers were very small. So it was Schiff's cajoling of the outgoing United States president and former New York governor, Grover Cleveland, that prevented the massive wave of Jewish immigration to America from being shut down. The immigration bill of 1897 would have required immigrants to pass a literacy test, something the Russian Jews would not have been able to do. After the bill passed both houses of Congress, President Cleveland vetoed the bill, which was induced by Schieff, and it saved the day for the incoming communist and Zionist Jews of Russia. I'll give a quote from Jewish historian Lawrence J. Epstein, who says, quote, "It is staggering to consider the alternative course American Jewish history would have taken had the measure passed." That's quite a statement. Let's flip it around. It would be equally staggering to consider the alternative course American history would have taken had the measure passed. A critical moment in American history. Got a picture of Grover Cleveland. He's there on the left. And it says, Grover Cleveland's parting gift to Schieff kept the floodgates of Jewish immigration wide open for 20 more years. And here's a New Year's card depicts wealthy American Jews over here beckoning European Jews to come over. Now I'm going to talk about the key. This message is what? The key to happiness. Yesterday is history. Today is a gift. Tomorrow is mystery. The eyes of the world could not find the key, which could only be found by the purest of heart. The sacred guardians of the key were appointed by nature itself to protect the machine which provides the key to happiness. And there you see it right there. Here's what is presented as being the key of happiness in the Tomorrowland, Tomorrow World concerts. I first learned of these concerts at the end of last year. I gave a sermon on it on January the 4th, 2015. I still haven't seen anything on it on television. I noticed when I flipped through our website, I saw this. It has been visited by over 5,200 views. That was Saturday. Now it's 5,359 views. The Tomorrowland concert begins next week in the country of what? Does anyone remember where? The 11th year celebration will begin in the Israelite nation of Belgium. Its co-founders are two brothers, Manu, I guess it's M-I-C-H-I-E-L, Beers. Mikiel Beers. Belgium Jews, or if they're not Jews, they're very strong sympathizers with them. I couldn't find out if they were actual Jews or not. All three of the festivals sell out in no time. And this means that a lot of people of tomorrow have to get left out each time. That's why during the 11th edition of Tomorrowland on Saturday, the 25th of July. Well, what's today's date? July the 18th? So it's next week. So it starts next week. There'll be a satellite link up from Boom, Belgium, to two other continents, Latin America and Asia. Under the title Unite, Tomorrowland will host live events in both Mexico City, Mexico, and Mumbai, India. So they got a live hookup to both of those two cities. Organizers will have the opportunity to curate a one-of-a-kind event where live streaming meets the real world, including live local DJs, and plenty of showmanship and fireworks. On Saturday, July 25th, a live video connection will be made from Boom to Mexico City and Mumbai and back again. On two different continents, tens of thousands of guests will be able to experience Unite as one. That's next week. In September of this year will be the second year of the concert being held. Here's a whopper. Chattahoochee Hills, Georgia, which is outside of Atlanta. And there is what they have. There's the key. See the key right there? It's September 25th through 27th in Atlanta. Here's what they tell on their website. I just copied it off their website. Enter the world of tomorrow in a realm hidden from civilization. Deep within the forest of Chattahoochee Hills, discover tomorrow's world. Let yourself be amazed and experience hundreds of DJs, luxury camping, dining options from around the world. And these restaurants, they've got big-time five-star restaurants that serve food there. And America's largest, you got to be over 21 years old to attend. See for yourself where this journey will guide you and secure your place in history. Hailing from Belgium, the mother festival of Tomorrow World, Tomorrowland celebrated its 10th year anniversary this past July. That was last year's. To mark this anniversary, two weekends played host to the sold-out pilgrimages of over 360,000 international guests. The most they can have is 180,000. So 180,000 one week and 180,000 the next weekend, total 360,000. And notice the next word, the magic. It's like they said in the newspaper. Cincinnati Reds, the city had magic. The magic and inspiration of Tomorrow World is crafted from Tomorrowland, where stages and concepts come to life. Experiences are created, and musical explorations are made. This past September, Tomorrow World welcomed 160,000 guests from around the world to the mythical grounds of Chattahoochee Hills, Georgia. I would assume that was an old Indian grounds where they used to live. Thank you to the people of tomorrow for writing the magnificent second chapter in the Arising of Life. The fairy tale continues. Unlock true happiness this September 25th, 26th, and 27th at Tomorrow World 2015, unquote. The first celebration was in Brazil, was held last May. I spoke of this one back in January because there's a big statue that lightning struck and the statue suffered a broken thumb. And it's also the place of the rebuilt Solomon's Temple. Remember that place, the church that had rebuilt Solomon's Temple? And it's the place of the next Olympics. So the big event's going to happen in Brazil. So this year, the festival will be held in three places in the world. A place, city in Europe, North America, and South America. The Belgium Tomorrowland will be held on consecutive weekends. So it's next weekend and the following weekend. They will have a total of 360 attendees. They sold out in 1 second. Now, how in the world they can do that, I don't know. It's modern technology. But I heard a person said it took about an hour for all the credit cards to clear. But it sold out in 1 second. The cost is not cheap. The cost is between $2,500 and $5,000 a person to go. Anybody want to go to this concert? And there'll be more people from different countries than there are in the Olympics. Now I got a picture. It might be hard for you to see. On the left and on the right, there's something crawling up the walls. Can anybody see what it is? On the left and the right, two serpents. I don't know if you can see it or not, because there's smoke and it's kind of hard to see. There's two serpents. It's kind of like a caduceus. Two serpents crawling right up the pole. And you got what's here? This is a pyramid, two, three, four, six pyramids. There's all symbols of a cult. I talked about this back in January. Occult symbols all through this thing. People of tomorrow, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a secret to find a magical key. Magical key. The key was hidden from the eyes of the world. In a time when darkness ruled, there was one man who stood on a high hill. There was a man releasing the world from all its mystery. By building an instrument, a magnificent machine to protect the key. For the key will guide you. It is the key to happiness. Now here's the poem that they have on their website. The title is Tomorrowland. 2005. That's the year they began. A magical. Here we go again. A magical little spark was ignited. One decade later, that would be 2015, it became an inextinguishable heat. An unseen gathering between all nationalities. A milestone in the history of togetherness. Tomorrowland would like to thank you, the people of tomorrow, for all your love, energy, and madness. Every single soul that crossed the path during this fantastic journey, for all the friendship, dedication, and inspiration. Music will unite us forever. Capture the magical moments in your hearts forever. Unquote. That's on their website. Do you remember what countries had magicians? The Bible tells us that the Egyptians and the Babylonians had their government full of magicians. It was during the time of the Exodus from Egypt and when Daniel was in Babylon that they came in contact with the men of magic. Was God for the magicians or was God against the magicians? The Satanic Festival is a setup. It is pushing satanic philosophies. The taking of time from the ancient past. The time of the arising of life. A man hidden from civilization. The grand architect. The grand architect. That sounds like Freemasonry, doesn't it? The grand architect stands on a great hill. A few days ago, the stars will soon be aligned to make a new dimension. Time has come to introduce you to a new chapter of Tomorrowland. The festival always begins with a ritual called opening the Book of Wisdom. The book releases a spirit in our everyday lives. Now, they have a broadcaster saying all this to all these people out there. In our everyday lives, without stories, our fantasies die. Without fantasies, our dreams slowly fade away. The time has come to open the book of music and let the stories rise. And a big sign, scream! And all of everybody screams. From the center of your heart, and let the spirits of the books arise. What kind of spirits would this be? Scream! Scream! Scream. There's a little time delay between the screams. It's people just yelling and screaming. And bring the stories out in you. The fairy tale keepers will descend on a land blessed with ancient, there we go again, magic. And a chance wilderness to guide you through an adventure of calm and wonder, revealing great things of mystery and secrets long lost to humanity. Welcome to the Book of Wisdom. And it goes on and says, burn brightly. Be like the phoenix. That's Freemasonry, my goodness. Be like the phoenix burning in her own flames and arising from her own ashes. Never be afraid of the end. Get this. Now it is the time for you to take your flame and carry it into the world. Take the flame of Tomorrowland with you and let it, they actually use that word, illuminate the darkness. Because if you keep the flame burning, we can return here next year and light it once more. What does that remind you of? The Olympics. Also reminds you of the Statue of Liberty. Also reminds you of the movies. Who's that woman stands up there with a big statue? I forget the name of it. Oh, finally, another chapter of Tomorrowland, unquote. Now here's their logo. That's the all-seeing eye. You've seen that every place in companies. This is a crown, and this is, what, two wings of a butterfly. A cult symbol. The next picture. Here's what they got for their 2015. The top says, what, spread your love to the world. There we got a dove, Tomorrowland. Friday, July 24th to Sunday, July 26th, what's next weekend. The all-seeing eye of Horus that is crowned with butterfly wings, the beautiful arising out of the corrupt, a new world order arising out of the chaos of the dying old world order. That's the whole thing. The festival always has a ritual. It's really a ritual for summoning demonic spirits. They always have the Book of Wisdom, the book whose title reads, The Ten Good Commandments, unquote. The wings of the butterfly is used by the Illuminati to represent mind control and seduction. We've seen a lot of mind control the last few months. It also symbolizes death. Just as a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly, the human, after death, transforms into a soul that can fly freely. Now, Britney Spears, Beyonce, Madonna all use butterflies in some of their performances and have them on their album, some of their album covers. In occult symbolism, the spiral represents the evolving self, the soul ascending from matter into the spirit world. There's the sun-moon duality, spirits and dragons, skull and bones. They have all these images on their stage. Pyramids, wings featuring eyes, the black and white duality of the checkerboard. I showed you in my January sermon, a church of love to have sex in. And the nuns had one half was clothed, the other half was unclothed. The festival is nothing more than a cult, satanic, Illuminati, Jewish celebration. It's not a festival of love. Now, I'll quote Walt Disney, who was a 33rd degree Mason. You know, in Disney World, they have a Tomorrowland. He said, quote, a vista into a world of wondrous ideas, signifying man's achievements. A step into the future with predictions of constructive things to come. Tomorrow offers new frontiers in science, adventure, and ideals. The atomic age, the challenge of outer space, and the hope for a peaceful, unified world. Got a picture of the peaceful, unified world of Tomorrowland. There's the stage. Look at all those people. And if you're thinking about going, I'll give you some of the prices. This is what it cost one person to go. He flew from Texas. His flight cost him $1,185. He bought all the tickets for the shows, $2,370. His food cost him $324. His drinks, $54. His lodging, $300. Transport to the festival, $50. Souvenir, $60. Festival wear, $60, for a total of $4,489. Most of the people are white and oriental. There are blacks, but very few. My conclusion, would you believe the United Nations got involved with this festival? Why not? Tomorrow World's founder, there it is, Mickey L. Manu Beers. This is even tougher. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon discussed the unity set by the people tomorrow. Now, there he is, UN guy. Now, what's this girl doing here? She's about half naked walking around. I don't know what she's doing. And this is part of the bridge. You'll find out about this in a second. Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, embraced the people of tomorrow, saying, quote, "Let's work as one towards dignity for all," unquote. This message, "Let's work for one as one towards dignity for all," was engraved on a wooden board and mounted as part of the One World Project, the 600-meter-long bridge at the recreational park. I'll show you a picture of the bridge at the end. But the picture before this, if you can put that back up there, boy, that's good. There it is right there. The permanent bridge is also a piece of art within the Tomorrowland venue. The meeting occurred in Brussels, Belgium, which is real close to where Boone is, with Mickey L. and Manu Beers, the founding brothers of Tomorrowland, which is the world's most popular festival. The world's most popular festival. Held annually in Belgium, Brazil, and the United States. The International Festival franchise also bring music fans together to celebrate. Well, they celebrate unity. In the United States, Tomorrow World occurs each September on 8,000 acres of rolling hills and forest land outside Atlanta, Georgia. The American event alone last year brought together 160,000 people. On site with a live stream entertainment event in the United States of 23 million. At Tomorrowland in Belgium, the newly launched Tomorrowland in Brazil, and Tomorrow World in the United States, all nationalities are represented. All nationalities are represented, and a striking resemblance to a meeting of the United Nations occurs in landscapes that create a colorful, there it is again, magical world where peace, love, unity, and respect take center stage. The people of tomorrow all speak the same language, friendship. The thousands of flags attest to their pride and their origins. What they all have in common is an enthusiasm for meeting people from other cultures, experiencing the unforgettable weekend, and forging lifelong friendships. For millennials, Tomorrow World is the United Nations of dance music. Tomorrowland, Tomorrow World, the United Nations share these values and want to pass on positive messages to the youth of the world. Quote made by the United Nations' Ban Ki-moon. Here's what he said. Quote, "Young people today are growing up in a world full of change." Well, that's definitely true. Think about when we were young, how much the world has changed in our lifetime. Tomorrowland demonstrates that it's possible. Tens of thousands of people coming together in peace and respect for one another to share a weekend. 210,000 messages from all over the world have been incorporated into the One World Bridge, and we are pleased that our message can be one of them. Let us work as one towards dignity for all. A message for the people of tomorrow and for all young people in the world, unquote. That's what the UN's, they got this board, they got that on there. Now a quote from the two founders. First, Michael Beers. Quote, in the past 10 years, we have built a magical world in which everyone comes together in a spirit of positivity. Tomorrowland has become the world's most international event and welcomes more different nationalities than the Olympic Games. We are now organizing 3 global gatherings per year, one in Belgium, one in the United States, and one in Brazil. It's a wonder I've never heard of this outside of my research. Then the other co-founder, Emmanuel Beers, said, quote, when we decided to design the bridge in honor of the 10th anniversary of the festival in collaboration with the province of Antwerp and Arnie Quince as a permanent symbol of the annual gathering, we felt it was important for the entire world to be able to take part. The One World Bridge now displays 210,000 positive messages from everyone from our neighbors in Boom, Belgium, to faraway friends in Australia. We are very honored to receive the contribution from the Secretary General of the United Nations, and we intend to continue to spread this message for many years to come. The United Nations and Tomorrowland seem an unlikely pair, but Camoon noted that the festival reflects several values dear to the United Nations. Dignity, respect, diversity, and solidarity. And encouraging pair as the world amidst war, civil unrest, poverty, and alarming environmental concerns. Now we got a picture down here. Look at that guy. It's hard to see, but my goodness. The massive crowds following the movements of the DJs and the music at the big stages. They have the electronic music. And you can watch it. If you want to get on and just put Tomorrowland. They have like 2-hour movies. You can see the whole thing. And you get 180,000 people. And what do? I've noticed in sporting events, what do the Reds do when they win a game? They get together and they jump up and down. They get together. These people got their hands raised. They're doing everything, jumping up and down for hours. And the music just stimulates over and over, repeats, boom, boom. The next one I call the New Tower of Babel. They had 214 nationalities last year, 180,000 participants. The key to happiness is basically the electronic music. One speech, the music. At night, they all gather in front of the one eye of Horus. That's the false religion we're fighting against. And they jump up and down to the beat of the music for hours. Just like the Zulu warriors did before the Battle of Blood River. Now the Jewish people have practically everyone doing it. Next picture. Get this one. What's this crawling through? What? The black thing is a serpent. He's crawling through the 32 pathway. Oh, that's Freemasonry, isn't it? The serpent comes out of the Jewish tree of life. The Jews have America and the other Israelite nations with the possible exception of Iceland. They are planning the soon release of their own world government. There are three basic truths that explain the seriousness of our current troubled dilemma. Number one, the Jews and the Jewish nation are in bondage to and are under the control of their God. Remember Esau married Hittites? They were supposed to be all killed. We failed. And if you didn't kill them, you don't marry them. And you don't marry them because they're going to cause you to worship the way that they worship their God. You don't worship my God the way you worship their God. You don't do that. You think we're worshiping our God the way they worship their God? Absolutely. The Jews have undermined and eventually have destroyed every nation in which they resided and acquired dominance. That's true. They destroy. They're parasites. What's a parasite do? It kills the person they're living off of. They keep eating it up till it's dead. Well, America's about dead. Number three, the Jews have now gained the dominance in American and European politics, culture, immigration, music, social behavior, and religion. And our nation is suffering, has been suffering the painful parasite-infested process of unholy destruction. May God have mercy on our souls. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.